Fáil councillor and mayor of the Sligo Borough, Tom McSharry. A lot of controversy ongoing as it relates to this Strandhill project. Obviously, we know that it involves reducing car parking spaces, but it would be argued that they would be increased in the upper car park. But you're not happy with what's going ahead, are you?
No, Catherine. I suppose, look, I don't want to seem that I'm anti this local authority securing funding for enhancement works. And I think funding for projects is a good thing if people are in agreement and if it will benefit an area or if it will enhance an area. But I personally believe, and this is my own personal opinion as somebody who was reared in Sligo, somebody who lived in Strandhill for a number of years, that this proposal is going to have a devastating and detrimental effect on everything that's good about Strandhill at the moment. I think it's going to kill the spirit and the soul of Strandhill, where there's huge potential there in terms of advancing the surf centre that we fought long and hard for in terms of Irish, European and World Championships. I think that will all be severely restricted now. I think the business community are not happy with the changes to the shorefront. The reduction of car parking spaces is so significant that the report that was commissioned by the council threw up a very, very startling and worrying statistic that some of the businesses could end up becoming seasonal businesses. For me, that's game over. And that will have such a devastating impact on everything that's good about Strandhill. Plus, a lot of people, elderly people, middle-aged people, for their own mental health, they like to go out to Strandhill, they like to pull up, get an ice cream, read the paper, have a coffee, look out at the waves. People in the inclement weather just won't park in the big car park and walk down to get soaked looking out at the sea. That just won't happen. So I think I'm all for enhancement works where I think they're needed. They could have looked at this project differently. They could have increased the width and breadth of the footpaths for reduce the speed. But I think this current proposal as adopted, and I am, I think, a lone voice, myself and one other councillor spoke against it, but I am steadfast from the outset. I haven't changed my opinion on it. I think this will have a devastating impact on all that is good in Strandhill, and I think generations to come will not forgive us for this project.
You say that you obviously and other people aren't happy with the plans. It's been said today that some people argue that the public consultation was extensive, but you have other opinions on that.
I think the first public consultation out at the shorefront where post-its were being blown off a board, but outside that, I have done my own survey. I'm from Sligo. I lived out in Strandhill. I've talked to hundreds of people. I spent hours out there yesterday and I just saw everything that was vibrant and good about Strandhill yesterday. There was a surf competition. The restaurants were packed. The ice cream shop was packed. It was brilliant. And I just thought to myself, what are we doing here? What's wrong? And I think, look, maybe modifications to the footpaths, reducing the speed is fine, but it's going to be such a fundamental and significant change to Strandhill and the shorefront that I think it's going to, as I said, it's going to kill the spirit and the soul and everything that's good about Strandhill. That's my own opinion on it. I've been steadfast in this opinion. I haven't changed. And that's from talking to so many hundreds of people about it. I don't think the majority of people want any changes out there, short of maybe safety measures. But this current proposal, I think, will be the death knell for Strandhill in years to come.
As well as that, Councillor McSharry, if these plans do go ahead, which they do seem to be, who's going to police the area and make sure that it is only elderly people or those with a disability actually parking there?
Catherine, that is a great question. Exactly. Who?